Pod People.
Hello?
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. You know, I just ate. Now I'm sitting here reading and thinking about you.
Oh, my God. You are so sweet, baby. What did you eat?
Oh, just some noodles with some Vienna sausages in it and a cookie.
Wow. Your meals are always so creative.
Gotta be. Man, babe, do you know how much I love and care about you? We connect on such a deep level. When I get out, I'm gonna make you my girl.
You do know you can get out of Ohio whenever you want, right? You act like you can't leave. Babe, I'm tired of doing the long distance thing. When are we gonna see each other?
I can't just leave, babe. You know that. I have a child here in Ohio. Yeah, I have a child here. I can't leave.
Inmate 40628, please report to the yard. Inmate 40628, please report to the yard.
What was that, babe? Did I hear inmate?
Oh, no. That was the TV. I'm watching Oz. Anyway, out of all the women that I talk to and make false promises to and get nudes from and have phone sex with, you my number one, baby. Nobody compares to you.
Thank you. Listen, I know you love me and you only talk to other women because we're long distance, but when we together, will you be a one-woman man?
A one-woman? Girl, of course I will. I mean, I'm still in love with my child's mother, but she don't want me, so I'll take you.
Lockdown. Everyone on the floor. I repeat, lockdown. Lockdown. Everyone on the floor.
Oh, shit. Oh, baby, I gotta go.
Wait, what? Why?
Oz is getting good.
Damn, I need to start watching Oz, but I could barely get through The Wire. Welcome to Jasmine Gives Bad Advice. On this show, you send me questions that you need answers to online, and I tell you what I think after I create a sketch based on your toxic relationship. Now, that was my interpretation of a question that came from Jax on the West Coast. I know, Ohio was just a thing I made up. As you know, that's only how conversations with her and her boo thing or her jailbird thing go in my head. So let's jump into today's episode and hear the actual question from Jax. This person goes by Jax, which I think is a pretty cool name. I don't know if it's an alias or their real name, but anyway, this is what Jax sent me. They said, I've been talking to this man, and keep in mind, they put talking in quotations, so we know y'all ain't in no real relationship, okay? Y'all been talking, which means y'all chit-chatting, but anyway. Jack says, I've been talking to this man who lives in a different state about 1,400 miles from me via social media and FaceTime for a few months. I've never met someone this way, let alone get to know them. I like him more and in different ways than anyone I've dated in the past, and he's reciprocated those thoughts and feelings multiple times. We've discussed intimate stories, i.e. childhood traumas and past relationships, our common spiritual journey we're on right now. Red flag. Okay, spiritual journey, honey, red flag. Anyway, so far, we align on a lot of important aspects of life. For only having known each other for a short time, we have very honest and open line of communication. That's what you think, Jax. Okay, that's what you think. But anyway, this open line of communication has caused us to get close extremely fast, and it's kind of scary. He's told me he still loves his child's mother, but they haven't dated in years and doesn't know if they ever will again. You know I'm gonna get you together, girl. Anyway, living in different states seems to be one of the biggest drawbacks to fully committing exclusively. And that's what he said he ultimately wants. He also gets a lot of attention from women, and he's told me he's had compromising experiences, in quotations, phone sex and sharing nudes with multiple different women while he's been talking to me. Okay, let me keep going. Jack says, I've been praying about it, but I'm still really confused and just need someone who doesn't protect my feelings opinion. Keep in mind, I haven't dated seriously in over 8 years. Help. OMG, Jax. OMG, honey. Where do I begin? Where do I begin to get your ass all the way together, honey. Okay. First of all, I just want to say, if you haven't guessed based on the title of this episode, sis, he in jail. He sound like he in jail. Not with no L. He in G-E-L. He in jail. He in G-E-W. He in jail. Okay? He is in jail. What can't you understand about this, honey? Y'all been talking for months. Y'all live 1,400 miles away. Listen, I live in California. My parents live in Texas. That is more than 1,400 miles away. And that is only a 2.5 hour plane ride, babe. That is a weekend getaway. That is not, it don't take much effort to see somebody who's 1,400 miles away. I'm sorry, babe. He's 1,400, not 14,000 miles away. Okay. Listen, if you haven't seen him after a couple months and he claims that he loves you, he in jail. Okay. I don't know how many times I have to say it. When you FaceTime him, is he in front of a white wall? Okay, do you hear a lot of background noise? Do you see white tiles on the back of his head, baby? He in jail. Have you Googled him? Have you done a background check on him, sis? He is in jail. Have you sent him any money? And did you have to wire it to him? Western Union, baby, he is in jail. G-E-W. G-E-W-L. I don't care how you spell it. Okay. He is in G-E-W-L. He is in jail. Okay. Listen, when reading this question, I counted 7 red flags and I think I missed one, but let's go through them. The fact that he lives 1,400 miles away from you and y'all been talking via social media and FaceTime. Okay. That's the first thing. Okay. That's the first red flag, 1,400 miles. We've discussed intimate stories, childhood traumas, and past relationships. That's the second red flag. That lets me know that he's heard all the ways in which you've been treated and done wrong as a child in your past relationships. And he's trying to calculate in his head how he can do you dirty. Okay. The third red flag, the fact that y'all are on a spiritual journey, or he's on one specifically. Babe, a spiritual journey? Baby, he's in jail. Okay, that is the only time a black man go through a spiritual journey, and he is in jail. The fourth one, he loves his child's mother still. He didn't say he loves, he said he still loves, which means he's still in love with his child's mother, and they haven't dated in years and don't know if they ever will again, which means that there's a possibility if she wanted to that they would date again, baby. What? That sounds crazy. Okay, he is still in love with his child's mother, babe. Oh my goodness. I lost count. The next red flag, he gets a lot of attention from women. How do you know that? How do you know that he gets a lot of attention from women? Do you have the login to his Facebook, his Instagram? No, you don't. He told you that, didn't he? Because he wants you to have low self-esteem with an N, babe. He told you that because he wants you to be jealous, because he knows that you've probably been cheated on in past relationships and that's one of your insecurities. And he is feeding on your insecurity, babe, like a wild wolf, babe. Okay. He has nothing else to do but study your insecurities because he is in jail. Okay. The next red flag, he has phone sex and shares nudes with multiple different women while he's been talking to you. How do you know that? Because he's eating your insecurities, honey. That's what keeps him full. Okay. He don't even need food. He's feeding off of your low self-esteem. Okay. Oh my gosh, girl. Listen, even if he's not in jail, even if you know for a fact that he is not in jail, I have listed 7 reasons why you should block him and never ever speak to him again and not tell him why. Okay, he doesn't deserve an explanation. You over here asking me if you should continue talking to somebody who you know has had phone sex and received nudes from multiple different women, but they in love with you. Lies, 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 lies. Listen, he knows all of your insecurities. Stop telling your new partner how your old partner dragged you through the mud, honey. Okay. Because all they're doing is prepping to treat you like shit, like turds, like doo-doo, like poop, like waste, like trash, like dookie. Okay, leave him alone. Block him. And that's all that I have to say about this. And if you keep talking to him after this, babe, I do not feel sorry for you. Okay, let's jump to commercial. We got to hear some sponsors after this.
Dreaming of a better sleep? Tossing and turning is not your destiny. And Ollie is here to help. Ollie invites you to sink into sweet, sweet slumber to improve your mental and physical health and overall wellness. More than just melatonin, Ollie's ingredients help you unwind your mind for a delightfully dreamy drift off. Sleep is on the way at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome back to the podcast, y'all. Now, you know, if you listened to this before, and I hope that you have, that this second part of the podcast is really about whatever I want. And don't you love that for me? This segment of the podcast is called I'm Not Doing Business With You. Okay. It's WITCHU with you. Okay. I receive emails all the time from people who want me to be guests on their podcast or Instagram show or want me to create content with them and stuff like that. And I'm pretty open to those emails, but here are a few things that I see all the time that I just want to say that at the end of the day, if I see any of these, I'm not doing business with you. Okay. I really wanted to change it to I'm not doing business with your ass. One word. WITCHYOASS. Okay. With your ass. But let's just keep it with you right now. But anyway, here are the five pet peeves that I have. Number one, you spell my name wrong. Why are you spelling my name wrong? Listen, I know that I don't spell Jasmine the conventional way, or like it's not spelled Jasmine like the flower, but it's on TikTok. It's on Instagram. My email is bookjasmine. So if you are typing an email to me and you see that my email is bookjasmine and you spell my name wrong, babe, that's a red flag. Why? You don't pay attention to detail. Okay, why would I even reply? Whatever you want me to do, I'm not doing it. Okay, whatever you need me to do, I'm not doing it because you can't even spell my name right, honey. Okay, and you know what? Just for spelling my name wrong, babe, if a bag is involved, you're gonna have to throw me a little extra bag. I'm sorry, because I'm annoyed. Okay, number two, if you send me an email without a greeting, I've received emails that say, I want you to be on my podcast from iPhone. Excuse me? What happened to hello? How are you? My name is, okay? Like Sheree Whitfield said, babe, what are we doing and why are we doing it? I know that you may not have a corporate job and I work for myself, but listen, I take my business very seriously, honey. I'm gonna need a hello, Jasmine. How are you doing today? My name is such and such. I would love for you to be on my podcast. The title is such and such. Baby, do not email me. Hey, Jasmine, can I send you some lip gloss sent from iPhone? Hell no. Okay. Because if you cannot greet me properly with your lips, I don't even want your lip gloss, babe. I don't. I'm sorry. Number three, if you want me to promote products I don't use, y'all know how many emails I get about promoting cigarettes, Black and Milds, honey, gaming apps on the iPhone, or yoni eggs. Babe, I'm not sticking no yoni egg in my vag. No, no, I'm not doing it. No, I don't smoke cigs, honey. Okay, I'm not promoting nothing I don't use or like or want to use or interested in or nothing like that. I don't do that. Okay, I'm not smoking Black and Milds, and I'm not telling people that I love your cherry flavored Black and Milds. Okay. Anyway, number four, if you send me your business, but you don't link me to your website, your Instagram, no nothing. Don't send me an email. Jasmine, I sell booty clips and I would love to send you some. Where are the booty clips? Can I get a picture? Can I get a website? Do you have an Instagram if you don't have a website, honey? Do you have a little Pinterest page or something?
Dang, baby, if I can't see the booty clips, I don't want none, okay? If you cannot link me to something, I don't want any. How about that? And then the last one is corporations. And this one is very common on TikTok. Corporations wanting to send me product and want me to post for free. Baby, I really have to love your product. I only do that for black businesses. I look up CEOs every time a corporation sends me an email. Baby, if your CEO is worth millions, you can CEO out the pockets. Okay, because no, I'm not doing it. Okay, I only do it for black businesses and female owned businesses sometimes, you know, maybe, you know, a little queer business and everything like that. You know, I like to support the underdogs, but not a corporation, honey. No, ma'am. I won't be doing it. So that's the end of I'm not doing business with you. Ooh, I was on fire this episode, honey. Are your speakers on fire? Is your car door okay? Is your engine hot because the radio was on? You was listening to me? Honey, is your weave on fire because your headphones was on listening to this at work? Honey, you might want to check on your synthetic. Okay, it may have melted after listening to this episode. Tune in every week for my best or worst advice. And if you have a problem that needs solving, let me know about it. Okay, you can submit a question at the link in my bio on Instagram or TikTok at JAZMYNJW. That's JAZMYNJW, okay? Spell it right. And remember, if a man loves you but he can't fly to see you, he in jail. Jasmine Gives Bad Advice was written by me, and it was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People, who make this podcast come to life, honey. Rachel King, Matt Sav, Chris Jacobs, Brian Rivers, Morgan Foose, and Anne Fuse. Special thanks to you all for listening and to my friends and family that support the show. Until next time, have a great week.